Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi. I'm broadcasting Israel, speaking to you from Jerusalem in association with Kosher 101.9, a radio around the world that goes out from Carlsbad, New Mexico, USA. We ourselves are located in Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, in the major city of the Bible. We are here to tell you concerning about the Lost Ten Tribes and where their descendants are to be found today. We have given numerous talks on this subject and we've written quite a lot about it. An indication of what the material consists of may be found by going to our website, www.britam.org. Britam.org. There you will find some indication as to what our research entails. We are engaged in our three R's: research, recognition, and reconciliation. We research where the Lost Ten Tribes went to. We strive to obtain recognition as to their present-day identity, that both they themselves should recognize who they are and that others should also do so. And we also strive that there should be an ultimate reconciliation, a good drawing together of the hearts between the Jews, Judah, and the Lost Ten Tribes. We have given quite a few talks on this subject, and you can look it up on our website to see what material consists of and what other subjects we have covered. One of our proofs concerns the Dutch. We say that the Dutch, the inhabitants of the Netherlands, are descended from the Lost Tribes of Israel. They are part of the Lost Tribes of Israel. A good portion amongst them are. A significant portion amongst them descend from Israelites, from Hebrews, and they have had a determinate influence on the character of this nation. In Genesis 49:3, Yaakov, the forefather Yaakov, also known as Israel, told his sons to gather together and he would tell them what would happen to them in the end times. In other words, what Jacob was telling his children was what would happen to their descendants towards the end times. He says expressly, and I will tell you what will happen to you, Baharayamim, in the end of times. So, what the blessings that Jacob gave unto his children are to be found, are to be looked for as blessings that came to fruition in the end times. And we believe we are coming close to the end times. So we are justified in looking around now to see what countries fulfill these blessings. So one of the blessings said concerning Zebulun. Jacob said about Zebulun, Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea, and he shall be an haven of ships, and his border shall be unto Zidon. Okay, he said that Zebulun should dwell at the haven of the sea, according to the King James translation, and he shall be for an haven of ships, and his border shall be unto Zidon. We have to look for a place which is a major port, a major port of ships and also of seafarers. His border shall be unto Zidon, as we will explain elsewhere. This refers to an area of Europe. His border of Zebulun should stretch unto. And we do indeed find that, that there was a people in ancient times, as may be seen on the maps of Ptolemy. Ptolemy was not Jewish, he was not a Christian. As far as we know, he had no acquaintance with the Bible. He was a geographer who set down the information that was available in his time. And he himself, he dwelt in Alexandria of Egypt, but he was of a Greek culture. He wrote in Greek, and his at an early stage, what he wrote, it was translated into Latin. He wrote just before the so-called Common Era. That he derived, according to tradition, from sources several hundred years before him, before his time. And he mentioned a people called Sabbalin Goy. Sabbalin Goy. Sabbalin Goy. Goy in Hebrew means people, and Zebulun. Zebulun is Zebulun. In other words, he mentioned a people called Sabbalin Goy, and he located them on the coast of what is now Holland. And so we find a people named the people Zebulun Goy, or people of Zebulun, on the coast of what is now Holland, according to Ptolemy. And now what, in this blessing, getting back to the blessing of Jacob, Jacob said that Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea. In Hebrew, it doesn't really say that. It says, Zebulun the Chav Yamim Yishkon. Zebulun the Chav Yamim Yishkon. Zebulun shall dwell at the shores of the sea. That's what it says. That's how it should be more correctly translated. Zebulun shall dwell at the shores of the sea. The Chav Yamim Yishkon. Now, Holland is the only country in the world where the majority of the people do literally dwell on the shores of the sea. One third of Holland is below sea level. Another third is on the border. It's on a borderline case. They need dikes and dams and all kinds of contraptions and earthworks and walls and engineering constructions to protect themselves from being flooded. Two thirds of the country is subject to flooding by the sea, in other words. One third is actually below sea level, another third is subject to the sea coming in and flooding it out. If it was not for the dikes, the dams, and the various engineering constructions that they have around the country that keeps the sea out. Two thirds of the inhabitants of Holland dwell literally on the shores of the sea, and they are the only people in the world that do so. And there we find a people in ancient times who were called Zebulun Goy. We also find that this area is an area of ports where ships do come in. It is a haven for ships. Rotterdam is probably the busiest port in the world, at least in Europe. And this is an indication that the tribe of Zebulun is to be found in Holland. We also know that the sons of Zebulun, Sered, Elon, Yachniel, have names similar to tribes that traditionally settled in Holland. Sered is similar to Suardoni. Sered in Hebrew, the both words can be related to the same root, and the Suardoni were one of the peoples who settled in Holland, and so too for the other sons of Zebulun. We have similar associations. The peoples of Holland, in the north, are known as the Frisians. The Frisians of Holland had an ancient legend that their ancestors, together with the ancestors of the Angles and the Saxons, were in Jerusalem before the Jews were exiled. In other words, they were part of the 10 tribes in medieval terminology. And they left the country and they went to what is now Central Asia, and from there they moved westward. And we find historical confirmation for this legend. We have additional proofs, quite complicated proofs and quite convincing proofs, that identify the Dutch, the people of Holland, with the tribe of Zebulun. And another point is the ethnic relationship, that if we find a certain people to be descended from the tribes of Israel, to be descended from Israelites, it stands to reason that any other people who are related to them, who are historically part kith and kin of them, that they too, by extrapolation, are also related to the tribes of Israel. If certain people are related to the Dutch, and the Dutch are related to the tribes of Israel, so this people, in its turn, must also be related to the tribes of Israel. And it goes around, and if we find this other people, that they too have evidence of their own, relating them to Israelites. So this strengthens the evidence we've already brought concerning the Dutch. So all the different evidence from all the different areas, all the different proofs complement each other, they interlock with each other, they affirm each other. And this is a point that we keep on stressing, but it needs to be kept in mind that all of our proofs, and that we have hundreds of proofs and hundreds of pieces of evidence, have to be seen as one complementary whole, where each point strengthens the other, depends on the other, and proves the other. Thank you. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Jerusalem.